Good morning. I don't know, but thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, staff. Good morning, public. We'll come to order now. And the first thing we will do is ask everybody to silence their cell phones. We do have a quorum, and today's voting members shall be Mr. Creeley, Mr. Risley, Ms. Lucia Treese, Ms. Dillon, Ms. Friedman, and the chair. And we have no non-voting members today, and we will start with the report items.
Morning, Planning Commission. Nice to see you all today. I'm going to start with the Board of County Commissioners action report. I guess for the record, Craig Dossey with Planning and Community Development. Is our camera working today? Maybe? It's working on that screen.
Hey.
Okay. We've had three items that went to the Planning Commission and ultimately went on to the Board of County Commissioners. The first one is the variance of use for Hotchkiss that was unanimously approved by the Planning Commission on consent. It was also unanimously approved by the Board of County Commissioners on consent. The one item that was a regular item was heard together. There were two items, the rezoning and the preliminary plan for Settlers View. There was some discussion here with you all on that particular item, but really the discussion with the Board of County Commissioners was very short. They did not have any issues with that. I think, Mr. Curry, you had an issue with the waiver request. The Board of County Commissioners really didn't weigh in on that too much, and it was ultimately approved unanimously 5-0. Any questions on those three? Okay. We do not have the building permit data. We will have that next meeting. I guess Mark presented it last meeting in my absence. So we'll have that next meeting. We only get that once a month. So we'll get it at the next one. Before I go through the consent calendar, we will have a meeting on May 1st. As of right now, we have five consent items and one regular item. So it's a pretty heavy agenda in terms of the number of items, but most of those are on consent. Before I go to the consent calendar for today, I'm going to turn it over to Elizabeth Nykamp to introduce one of the newest members of our staff.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth Nykamp, I'm your engineering review manager. And we do have a new staff member, Beck. Come on up, Beck. Beck Grimm comes from Virginia. He has some development review experience. And so this is Beck, if you want to tell a few things about yourself.
Hello. I came from Richmond, Virginia. Went to Virginia Commonwealth University, where I got my bachelor's in mechanical engineering. But I wanted to move more into this field, so I started working inspections. I actually worked on the wind farm out in Cowhan, and that's how I kind of got out here and decided I want to be here. Moved back to Richmond for a little while, where I worked for Henrico County, did inspections and plan review, and now my wife and I have decided to move back here. So here I am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
See, your introduction was trial by fire.
Yes.
And Beck, we're certain will be an
that
engineer.
You're happy that you have another engineer. Is that correct?
I definitely am. And Beck will be an engineer one with us. He's doing very well so far. I'm real pleased with the selection at this point.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have another new member as well, right? Is Judy is Martinez?
Yeah, we're doing some cross-training. Those of you that haven't heard me weigh in on that time and time again. I'm really big on cross training. I don't believe there's any one job that any one person has to do or should do, or that's their job. In my opinion, a lot of our staff has to be kind of multi-talented. So Judy is joining us today, and she's going to be learning from the best over there in Tracy. Even though I don't want you all to say that, she starts getting really overconfident, and then she's going to ask me for a raise. So,
but it's the truth.
Well,
approved.
See, Joe, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're really big on cross training. Tracy's very busy. We've had kind of a record number of EAs coming in, or early assistance applications. Tracy mans all of those and does the minutes for that. So we're looking for some way to relieve some of the workload. So she does a great job, and we know Judy will do a good job as well. On the topic of new staff, we still have two engineering positions open that we're trying to fill. One was an existing position. The other one is a new position that we're adding. After many, many months of begging and pleading county administration, they have increased our personnel budget to add more staff. Our engineers are working very hard to try to keep up. If you haven't been out east or haven't been down south near the Lorson Ranch area, they are moving very fast. They're really behind in terms of producing buildable lots. A lot of that has to do with our process, but also has to do with the influx of growth into the county. So we're well undermanned in terms of engineering, but our group is keeping up as well as they can. But adding some additional staff is certainly going to help that. And we're looking at hiring higher level, more senior level, engineer 2 and engineer 3 positions. So we're hoping that those are the kind of people that can step in and do that work right off the bat. But if you remember my end of year presentation, we were about 10 to 15 staff members less than we were pre-recession, while doing basically the same level of work. So I think I said at that point, something's got to give. And so the giving is happening. We are getting more staff, but I don't see things slowing down much in the near future. So it's always that balancing act of having too much staff or not enough, depending on what's happening in the real world in terms of the development community. But I'm pretty confident that we need this additional staff member. So we'll see how that goes. Also happy to report that, I don't know if we reported last time, that Nina had a healthy baby girl. So I keep sending emails to her to work on projects, but nothing's coming back to me. I don't know what gives there. But she's very she's out right now. She'll be out for a few months, and Mike is covering most of her projects. So we're just happy that everything went well there. So with regard to the consent items for today, you have, of course, the minutes from April 3rd, but you also have a map amendment rezone for the Arvidsson project. Also associated with that is a minor sub. We sent out 8 notices. We received back 1 response, and that response was actually in favor. The other item that's on your consent calendar is the Contreras vacation replat. Staff is requesting a withdrawal of that. We were going to request a continuance to a date certain, but we're not even confident in that, so we're just requesting to withdraw that. I don't think you need to take an action on that. One of the regular items was the Cherokee Metro District approval location. You all heard this one a couple of meetings back. They were going to work with some of the neighbors. This is the one up in Black Forest off of Swan Road. They were going to work with the neighbors on what the best structure type is or location is. They still have not settled on a plan, so we are requesting that be continued to a date certain of May 15th. Any questions for me or for staff?
Commissioners, any questions? Mr. Gregory?
Is the Cherokee Metropolitan District, do they have an answer? Will they have a positive answer by the 15th, or is the likelihood that it might be scrubbed again?
I think my understanding is they will be ready to go on the 15th. I think it was great of them to reach out, as a result of the hearing, to sit down with the neighbors. There's costs associated, so they're balancing. Are we going to do a stick-built structure? Are we going to keep the existing structure but just relocate it? My understanding is they will have an answer for you all on that hearing date.
All right.
So just procedurally, do we need to hear from the applicant to ask it the formal request for that, or?
That was my preference, and that was why the applicant's here, as I asked them to come up and formally request a continuance.
All right.
I guess from staff's perspective, we're comfortable with that continuance.
And is that also true of the consent item for the vacation and replat? Is there
for that one, you don't need to do anything. Staff's just withdrawing that from the agenda.
It's going to be withdrawn. Very well. All right. So for the record, item 2 Delta, file number VR-17-017, the vacation and replat for Contreras, is withdrawn.
And Chair, just for the record, we will re-advertise and repost for that, so we'll send out new notices, just in case anybody's listening to this.
Very well. Any questions? All right. Then without objection, just to make most efficient use of the public's time here, and ours as well, I'd like to call the applicant forward for item U-17-004, approval of location for Cherokee Metropolitan District, to get that formal request for the continuation to date certain. And if you could sign in and state your name for the record, please.
Jonathan Moore of Forsgren Associates. I am here today representing Cherokee Metro District. Our last meeting was about a month ago, and we asked for a continuance, and we do that again for another month. We've had two meetings with the surrounding neighbors. One of the neighbors is here today. I believe those meetings have been positive, and we're trying to just finalize different office structures. The neighbors have asked us to look at different siding and make it look different, so we're just trying to figure out the best kind of fit. We've talked about some different landscaping and some different grading, but we just feel like we need a little bit more time to again meet with the neighbors again and kind of show them what we found.
Very well. And it's my understanding, I'll let you say it. What date would you like to continue this to?
The May 15th, I believe. Yeah.
Very well. Commissioners, any questions for the representative?
No, sir. No, sir.
No?
Yes, sir.
Motion to continue.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I would move a motion to continue item U-17-004, approval of location for the Cherokee Metropolitan District, to the 15 May 2018 meeting.
We have a motion.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to continue item U-17-004, approval of location for Cherokee Metropolitan District, to the meeting on the 15th of May. Is there any discussion on the motion? With that, the chair will call the roll. Mr. Creeley.
Aye.
Mr. Risley.
Aye.
Ms. Lucia Treese.
Aye.
Ms. Dillon.
Aye.
Ms. Friedman.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the motion unanimously is continued until the 15th of May. Thank you. With that, we will move to our consent items, and we will begin with the minutes. The commissioners all had a chance to review the minutes.
Indeed.
Are there any changes? Any objections? Then without objection, we'll deem the minutes to be approved as drafted. Relative to our consent items, is there anyone? So we have two consent items today, both related to the same project. One is a map amendment rezone for Arvidsson, and one is a minor subdivision for Arvidsson. Is there any commissioner who wishes to hear that as a regular item? Anyone in the audience who wishes to hear that as a regular item? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Sir.
Mr. Creeley.
Concerning agenda item 2B, file P-17-016, a map amendment rezone for Arvidsson, I move for approval in accordance with page 27 of the new standard resolution with two conditions, two notations, and a finding of sufficiency, quantity, quality, and dependability of water.
Second.
So we have a motion by Mr. Creeley and a second by Ms. Lucia Treese on item file number P-17-016, map amendment rezone for Arvidsson, with two conditions and two notations in accordance with the new standard resolution on page 27, and a finding of sufficiency for water quality, quantity, and dependability. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Teaching moment, please.
Yes.
The motion is okay, but on a rezone, you don't do the finding sufficiency on the rezone. That would apply to the subdivision.
Subdivision. Thank you.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Do we need to amend the motion?
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Mr. Creeley, would you like to amend the motion to remove?
I shall.
Thank you.
Agenda item 2B, file P17-016, the map amendment rezone for Arvidsson. I move for approval in accordance with page 27 of the new standard resolution with two conditions and two notations.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. A motion by Mr. Creeley and a second by Ms. Lucia Therese on item P-17-016, map amendment rezone for Arvidsson, in accordance with the new standard resolution on page 27 with two conditions and two notations. Is there any further discussion on the motion? With that, the chair will entertain a vote. Mr. Creeley.
Aye.
Mr. Risley.
Aye.
Ms. Lucia Therese.
Aye.
Ms. Dillon.
Aye.
Ms. Friedman.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the motion is passed unanimously. As to the second consent item, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Creeley.
In accord, and agenda item 2C, file MS-17-006, minor subdivision for Arvidsson. I move for approval in accordance with page 27, new standard resolution with eight conditions, two notations, and a finding of water sufficiency, quantity, quality, and dependability.
Second.
So we have a motion by Mr. Creeley and a second by Ms. Lucia Therese on consent item 2C, file number MS-17-006, minor subdivision for Arvidsson. Approval according to the new standard resolution, page 27, with eight conditions, two notations, and a finding of sufficiency for water quality, quantity, and dependability. Is there any discussion on the motion? With that, the chair will entertain a vote. Mr. Creeley.
Aye.
Mr. Risley.
Aye.
Ms. Lucia Therese.
Aye.
Ms. Dillon.
Aye.
Ms. Friedman.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, and the motion is passed unanimously, 6-0. And I would remind the audience and the applicants, the Planning Commission is an advisory body, so our vote is merely advisory. These will go to the Board of County Commissioners for a final determination, but we have made a unanimous recommendation for approval on both of those items. And with that, we will move to the only regular item on our agenda, item 4, MS-17-004, minor subdivision for Helton Mini Storage.
Good morning, Planning Commission, Mr. Chair. Ramir Fitzpatrick, Planning and Community Development. This is a request for a minor subdivision for the Helton Mini Storage. Myself and Gilbert LaForce with Engineering reviewed the application. In a moment, I'll bring up the applicant, Mr. Barry Helton, representing 10230 Hall Boulevard, LLC. Before we begin, I do want to give the floor over to the attorney's office. He's going to go over some of the approval criteria and give us an overview about the dry subdivision provisions of the code as it relates to the application.
Mr. Emmons?
Say that again. Cole Emmons, Senior Assistant County Attorney. So the approval criteria are for the final plat, and I won't read these verbatim, but I'll paraphrase. The subdivision is in conformance with the goals and policies of the master plan. The subdivision is in substantial conformance with the approved preliminary plan. Subdivision is consistent with subdivision design standards and regulations and meets all of the planning engineering requirements of the county. there is a sufficient water supply. We'll come back to that one. There is public sewage disposal system that has been established. We'll hit that one as well. All areas of the proposed subdivision that may involve soil or topographical conditions presenting hazards have been identified, and adequate drainage improvements are proposed that comply with state statute. Legal and physical access is provided. Necessary services, including police, fire protection, recreation utilities, and transportation, are or will be available. Necessary services The final plans provide evidence to show that the methods for fire protection comply with the code. Off-site impacts were evaluated, and any related off-site improvements are roughly proportional and will mitigate impacts. Adequate public facilities or infrastructure or cash in lieu for impacts have been provided for. The subdivision meets other applicable sections of chapters 6 and 8. Those are your subdivision chapters. And the extraction of any known commercial mining deposit should not be impeded by the development. Hold on just a sec here. This subdivision is a mini storage site. The applicant has proposed that this not require either water or wastewater. The applicants and the planners will address the waste issues, but my understanding from the backup materials is that is going to be provided by a porta potty. With regards to the water, the code does provide that certain types of developments that will not use water can be exempt from the water supply and sufficiency requirements of the code. And those are in your code at 8.4.7A3. And the ones that would be applicable here are that the subdivision will not use water in the typical sense that a commercial or a residential use will use it. Lori Sego in the county attorney's office prepared an opinion to that effect, and I concur in that and would recommend that the Planning Commission, if it is inclined, that in any motion to approve would include a recommendation to also approve the request for the exception for the dry lot provision. Any questions?
Commissioners, any questions for Ms. Simmons? And I would just make a comment that for the applicant and any members of the public who wish to speak to the issue, the reason we go over these approval criteria is those are the things we're required to consider when we get ready to, or may consider when we get ready to take a vote, and the same kinds of things that the County Commission will consider. So it's worthwhile focusing on those to the extent that those may be issues. So with that, staff, did you want to make a quick introduction?
Yes, thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Barry Hilton as representative for the project to give you an overview. I'm just going to leave this up on the screen in case we need to in case he needs to refer to anything. So.
Very well.
Hello, I'm Barry Hilton. I'm in the process of trying to do a mini storage facility at that location. It's a piece of property that people have tried to do stuff on for between 35, 40 years, and have always run into huge obstacles with easements that are there, with the access or non-access of the water, or the sewage being 1,000 feet south with the railroad there. So based on zoning and the use of the property, we felt this would be a very good use of it. Everything we do is above ground, so we won't have any structures, we won't have any foundations. There are several easements on the property that have made it difficult for other projects to succeed. And the nice thing about our project is if anything ever needed to be moved for the county, whether it be for one easement or another, we can move any of the containers within a few minutes. So it would never be an issue based on any of those structures or any of the easements, because everything we have is portable. It'll provide very, very affordable storage for anybody in the area, anybody needing it. And that's why certain things have not succeeded, because of the cost to get the water and other things in there. I don't know a lot else.
Okay, that's fine. Any questions from the commissioners?
No, can you talk to the containers themselves? Thank you, sir. Can you talk about the containers themselves?
They're all going to be shipping containers that have been used overseas. They bring them over on boats or not, and they end up mostly pile up in Denver, and they're not unused. I'll buy them there, bring them here. We will, you know, clean them up, paint them, make them all look nice. Mr. Fitzpatrick is, you know, we've alluded to the point they'll all be painted the same. They'll all have landscaping around them and look nice. And also, they're also going to provide the security in the wall, so all activities that perform there are going to be inside of our walls. There won't be any activities you can visit from, you can see from either the highway or the houses behind it. All activity will be inside those containers. They'll all be 9.5 feet tall. They're just called high cubes. And by putting them next to each other, we will probably provide security for everything.
They're the large containers.
Most of them will be 40 feet. Okay. You can get them up to 45 feet, but most of the ones I will have will be 40 feet. There are also some 20-footers, but being the same cost as 40-footers, I'll probably just do the 40-footers.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Risley.
Thank you. The few comments that were received from the public were all against this item, and I think it was because of the aesthetics and blocking views and so on. And we know, of course, that there is no right to a view in Colorado based on land use. But in terms of the aesthetics, you mentioned landscaping, and I'm curious, if there is no water to this property, how would any landscaping be maintained and sustained?
I have already purchased a water truck, so we'll go by and water it ourselves.
So you'd water them every so often?
Yeah, because we want it to look nice as well. Yeah. We want it to be appealing for customers and everything else. So the other thing we're going to do, as far as instead of putting them end to end and having just one big long line, they're going to be set at angles. So there'll be little triangles there. We can put trees and brushes in as we go up and down the road.
Thank
make
you.
It much more appealing.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Ms. Dillon.
How high is the fencing?
The containers are going to be the fencing, so it'll be 9.5 feet. Just the containers, so we won't have to have fencing around that. The containers themselves will be the fencing, because we're going to make them touch as they go. The only fencing should be the entrance, where we'll have gates that we shut at night. A lot of facilities are open 24 hours and have access at different times, and we're only open from 8 in the morning to 6 at night. So
okay,
that way the access
so
will be.
So your gates will attach to the containers?
Yes, ma'am. In the front end where the entrance is. So it'll designate the entrance very clearly, but it'll be the gates, and then it'll go straight to the containers.
Okay.
Sure.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you please be sure to sign in? And then, staff, you want to make a presentation?
Just a brief overview of some project history or site history. The project, the property is zoned M industrial, which is an obsolete zoning district. Obsolete zoning districts are those which the county had intended to phase out over time, so no new property may be zoned to these zoning districts. The property is approximately 7.6 acres. It was created as a result of an illegal conveyance from the Rocky Mountain subdivision to the north, where you have mineral extraction activities and aggregate processing. It was part of that development. And then over the years, it sort of became a residual piece that was sold to others for potential development. As Mr. Helton indicated, there have been previous land use applications in 1988 and in 2013. And these were major development applications for not only this portion of the property, but for a larger property. Those applications were eventually withdrawn. The major issues were utilities, easements, and access. The utilities and the easements are somewhat one and the same because you have a lot of underground and above ground utilities and easements that that bisect the site and that really restrict the buildable area of the site as well as access to the site. There's a very significant gas natural gas line that runs along Highway 85-87, and the terms of that easement are very strict that prohibit certain types of access over that easement. You may have perpendicular access across those lines, but to have certain types of access running parallel, which is one of the problems with kind of developing the site in a more conventional way with those other applications, because trying to find a way to get adequate ingress and egress was very challenging. This little site context of the property that's here highlighted in sort of this, I won't say neon blue, but interesting blue color here. If you notice to the north of the site, you have a lot of heavy industrial uses. If you're familiar with the area, we have a wastewater recharge facility. There's several salvage yards and other high-intensity industrial uses. There is an aggregate quarry to the north here, as well as on either side of Academy. And then you have the what used to be I think it was used to be Transit Mix, is now owned by Martin Marietta, and that operate their mineral processing facility here. And then there's the residential community that is to the east of the subject property. And just a closer view of the site, it's very narrow. It's hard to see here, but there is a very wide overhead electrical easement or electrical line corridor that runs along the property. We spoke about the restrictions of the gas easement, restrictions associated with this overhead easement. Colorado Springs Utilities doesn't even want drainage facilities under their easement. So it's very restrictive on what can be done in there. And I think one of the things that was, I don't know if we discussed it in the staff report, but it's one of CSU's comments, was the nature of the proposed use, with the temporary nature of those shipping containers that they can be moved, was a plus for the utility company with respect to the easement. In 1988, we had a preliminary plan and a final plat. The preliminary plan was for the entire property. If you see the extent of the preliminary plan, it extended up to the through the where the current mineral extraction or mineral processing operation is. This is the portion of the property that's in question. There was a final plat for one lot associated with that preliminary plan. Both were withdrawn for the reasons previously discussed. In 2013, there were a preliminary plan, final plat, and site development plan that was submitted for development of the property. Again, those applications were withdrawn due to those outstanding issues and the difficulty in working around those issues. So we currently have a final plat that's in front of us for the proposed use. The application does meet the final plat submittal requirements, including the standards for subdivisions of land in Chapter 7, which include master plan consistency. Mr. Emmons discussed the requirements for a dry subdivision to address the water review. It also meets the standards for subdivision in Chapter 8 of the Land Development Code, which includes conformance and compliance with engineering criteria requirements. There's an approved final drainage report and construction plans for on-site stormwater facilities and improvements. And the engineering review identified that there are no anticipated adverse drainage impacts. The access to the site is via an approved access permit by the Colorado Department of Transportation, and staff did not identify any traffic impacts associated with the site. Mr. Emmons went over the requirements for dry subdivision. I do want to note that there were two specific conditions, and I apologize that I worked on this at home and came in. There's some formatting issues here, but I assure you they're not two number ones, but there are actually two different conditions that the attorney's office is recommending that staff is included in the staff report. The first one basically requires the applicant to comply with the conditions or requirements for dry subdivision, specifically that no water will be provided or utilized on the subject property, and obviously that it's referring to water from a municipal source or an on-site source. On the final plat, shall contain a note to advise future owners of the dry subdivision, and that has been met by the applicant. And the second condition is that if the applicant desires in the future, or developer desires in the future, to utilize water on the site, that they would have to come back through the application process to submit an amended plat for a change in water supply, and that would be subject to this public hearing process and ultimately Board of County Commissioner approval. I do want to make a note, just for the record, that the Health Department has made a favorable recommendation regarding the proposed method of wastewater disposal. The Health Department has added recommended a condition. The staff has added to the staff report that within a year's time of the issuance of a construction permit, that they will provide a more permanent means of wastewater disposal, whether it's sort of a self-enclosed system that has a tank or some other type of engineered system that may or may not require connection to a public water supply system. There are several options, according to the Health Department, that the applicant can use, and they will need to consult with the Health Department to come up with a suitable solution moving down the road. There were 30 adjoining property owners that were notified. There were three responses received in favor. Two of those responses had comments. The first one was that the development would block their view of the mountains, Highway 85, 87, block their view of I-25 and open space, and they had expressed concerns about depreciation of the property values and potential for increase in the homeless population. The other individual had concerns about having commercial property behind the residence, specifically relating to noise impacts, creating a wall along that property boundary. They had concerns that it would amplify the sound of the railroad and create a negative impact on the quality of life. Are there any specific questions of staff?
Commissioners, have any questions? Mr. Creeley.
Sir, so remember when you were talking about it, does that make, that was the second notation or condition when you were, the stuff that you were just talking about, your two number ones?
Yes, those are actually conditions. Conditions number 9 and 10.
Okay.
In the staff report.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions for the staff? The chair has two. One, on the second page of the executive summary, there is a reference, and this is page 88 of the package for the commissioners, and there's a reference to a waiver requirement for public frontage. And then immediately below that, it says there are no waivers being requested.
Yeah, that is a typo. There is no waiver request for public frontage.
Okay.
And there are no waivers being requested with this application.
Okay. Thank you. And then the second thing is, I noted that our line item talks about this being a minor subdivision. There are references in here to this being also a preliminary plan, a final plat, and the subdivision. Are they all included as part of the subdivision?
I think what you're referring to is there are references to previous preliminary plans and final plat applications that were submitted in connection with this. Now, sometimes when we talk about a minor subdivision, we may refer to it as a final plat because it is a final plat, but the process internally that we name it as a minor subdivision.
No, actually, to be more clear, I was actually talking about page one of the letter of intent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll find it here in a moment, if you will.
But there were no preliminary plans associated with this. They may have been referring to it as, let's just see what you're talking
about. It says there are three applications covered by this letter of intent. They are a preliminary plan, a final plat within the area, and a site development plan. That's on page one of the...
Yeah, I think the applicant was, the letter of intent was, may have just been referring to the fact that there was previously preliminary plans, but there is no preliminary plan associated with this application.
Okay. I don't want to push the noodle then. Thank you. Are there other questions for the staff? With that, thank you. With that, are there any members of the audience who wish to speak in favor of this item? Anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the item? I'd like to ask the applicant if they have any final closing comments they'd like to make. Okay. Well, we'll need to, if you do have something, we need to do it in the microphone. Our official minutes are the recording, so.
Sure, I understand.
Thank you.
Just to address a couple things as far as the noise, the railroad tracks sit fairly high compared to where the containers will be, so I think the noise will still go over the top of those. I don't think there'll be any reverberation there. I'd be surprised if there was, and there's still about 190 feet to a minimum of 150 feet of open space between there and the houses before it gets to their property line, so I don't think it'll, I hope it doesn't affect it negatively at all. It shouldn't.
That's any questions? Ms. Dillon.
You had mentioned landscaping. Now, will this be around the perimeter outside of where the containers are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what do you propose?
Which are the trees and bushes that are required by this by the county to make it look nicer.
Okay.
Whatever
so
the normal landscaping requirements would be.
Property line.
No, but even where they do, they're going to sit at an angle, so there'll be a little triangle in the on our property that we can put trees and bushes in to separate the long line.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Is there any discussion on the item by the commissioners?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Risley.
Thank you. I'll just comment that although I can understand the concerns that the neighbors might have for the aesthetics, if you will, or the degradation of views, the reality is there's a railroad line sitting between them and this property. I guess the other thing that I sort of appreciate about what you're proposing is that it's making use of some land that, in a very creative way, that I think otherwise would continue to go unused. And so I guess I would like to commend you for thinking a little creatively and outside of the box to come up with a way of using land that for everybody else seems to be useless. So with that, I just want to extend my support for this item.
Thank you. Other comments? Mr. Creeley.
My colleague, Mr. Risley, is absolutely correct. And he says it far better than I could. So I, too, will approve this.
You know, they cheered when I came in. Because I made
others, Ms. Lucia Treese.
Oh, it's a love fest for Brian, because I concur with his findings as well. Thank you.
Any others? With that, the chair will entertain a motion. And I would ask that we include, per the request from the attorney staff, that we include mention of the water exemption for the dry subdivision. Mr. Creeley.
Concerning regular item, that's number four, MS-17-004, minor subdivision for the Helton Mineral Storage. I move for approval in accordance with page 19 of the new standard resolutions with 13 conditions, one notation, and acceptance of the request for a revision of the water requirements, because this is a dry request.
So before we move to a second, Mr. Emmons, is that motion sufficient?
Yeah, it's not a revision of the water requirements. It's just the last part of the phrase there is fine, and that is essentially the acceptance of the request for exception for the dry line.
Request
very well. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Very well. We have a motion for item four, item MS-17-004, minor subdivision, Helton Mini Storage, in accordance with the new standard resolution on page 19 with 13 conditions and one notation and acceptance of the exemption for the water for the dry subdivision. Is there any discussion on the motion? With that, the chair will entertain a vote. Mr. Creeley.
Aye.
Mr. Risley.
Aye.
Ms. Lucia Treese.
Aye.
Ms. Dillon.
Aye.
Ms. Friedman.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. And the Planning Commission unanimously recommends approval to the Board of County Commissioners for the item. With that, if we have any closing comments by staff? Mr. Dossie.
Thank you, Chair. Again, we will have a meeting on May 1st. I also want to update you. We did do an advertisement for some for filling some of the additional positions on the Planning Commission. We have what will effectively be three associate member positions. We've received applications, and our commissioner liaison, who's Commissioner Mark Waller, has already approved that, so we will be putting those appointments on a future Board of County Commissioner agenda, again, to add three associate members to the mix. So,
thank you.
Trying to keep you all staffed up. That way, if you choose to miss one, I don't encourage it, but if you choose to miss one, we should have enough coverage. So. Thank you for your time today.
And the only thing administratively I failed to mention earlier for the commissioner's information only, Mr. Mastin resigned from the commission, not for cause. He simply was unable because of other commitments to attend the meetings regularly, and he didn't think it was right to maintain the position without representing. So he's resigned for that reason, and that's one of the reasons we have some of the openings. So with that, we are adjourned.
Mr. Joya will be going off next month, so we're already thinking ahead to try to get another appointment made for that. So I'm trying to be proactive rather than reactive.
And with that, today's meeting is adjourned.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I will not be here on